Hi, I'm Angie Peters, and I'm here with my husband, John, and friends, Christy and Mike, and baby Stephen Fry. And we just wanted to come together today and really just capture a little bit of our story from the most recent history. It's been nothing short of an adventure, and with any great story, there is the ups and the downs, right? And ours has certainly had all of it. But I think that to really have a good understanding of kind of the cadence of our journey, we've got to go back to October of 2023. We had a word spoken over us corporately about being on a warship. And there were a lot of details to it. And Isaiah 60 was used in the middle of it, talking about the ships of Tarshish. That's a really hard word to say, Tarshish. And that there was just a lot of promise in the word. And to put our nation aside, not in a dismissive way, but to realize there are other nations that God would like us to sow into. And so we tried with all our might to process this word to make ourselves think that we were doing that. But how do you bring this about? You know, it was just kind of one of those things where we wanted to honor the word and wanted to honor God with our response in that. And I think just staying open to when God does come calling and ask you to do different things, that you have a response of yes that is ready. And so that was us in July of 2024. God started talking about merging with another ministry, and there was a lot to consider in that. It wasn't just kind of a willy-nilly, it was like, oh, and not because of who, you know, he was asking us to partner with. It was really more the sense of loss that was difficult. But of course, you know, wanted to give God our wholehearted yes. And around here, that's something that we've learned to do with ease. And that's what we found ourselves doing. We said yes to God and essentially no to what we had known and grown to love. And because we loved what we were doing, you know, there was nothing wrong with what we were doing, and we weren't looking for anything else. Just knew that it was clear what God was calling us into. And so we laid down the entirety of our ministry here in Junction City, Kansas, to merge with another ministry and all that would come along with that. And so it was through our yes that God really began to step in and lead us to be able to see things in broader terms, I feel, and to be able to become really stretched to capacity and really understand that we were actually capable of doing so much more than we realized. And in the middle of this, the language of merger really became marriage, and God was really pushing his point of this is not a us and them scenario. This is a marriage. You lose everything to become something new altogether. And the altar that we're sitting on right now really became intimate with it. And really, like, for me personally, and you guys can share your own version of how this played out for you. But for me, it was like, I could feel myself wanting to grab for things and hold on to them. And I'm not going to say, I'm not going to paint a pretty picture here, because it was hard. It was hard to truly lay down everything that we had built for 5 years. And it really did feel like a deep, impactful sacrifice that we did so. And so that's kind of the overview of where things went from July through November, really. And so do you guys want to fill in some blanks on that, maybe some details that you have?
Yeah, I would just say that, like Angie said, it wasn't an easy just, yeah, let's do this. It was hard, and it was really calling on who we knew ourselves to be. During this time, I just, a dream that just is coming back as we're talking about and reliving the story that I had was a dream of taking somebody's purse and taking over and managing this and managing what that is. I've always been great at managing schedules, managing things, but it just really pushed me through of like, but this is what I'm calling you to do during this season. And I took it and I ran with it. And I learned things that I never had a desire to learn. Not even that I didn't think I could learn. I just didn't really care to learn. Didn't care to learn how to run a website. Didn't care to learn. But I did it because that's what God was calling me to, and how quickly I could say yes and the reward that came with it. During this time, Michael was called to go overseas. I was 6 months pregnant with this guy, have other kids at home. And it was just an easy yes, because I knew that on the backside of that, there was reward. So yes, it was hard in the time of doing it, but there was so much reward on the backside of every yes that we gave. So that's what I think about this last year, is the rewards that we got on the backside of every single yes through the heartache. Because there was hard times. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the most common thing that we get told as a couple, Christy and I, is like, I don't know how you guys do it. We've got 4 adopted at home. We've got 2 biological. We have a baby, and we're doing all these things. I don't know how you do it.
And you have a daughter getting married.
No, yeah, lots of things. But it's it's how, you know, how, I don't know how you guys do it. And it truly is because you only have the capacity that you have the capacity for, right? The second you take that step up, you have the capacity for it. And that's the biggest change through all of this for me, is like, I was kind of, you know, halfway pushed, halfway stepped onto a greater, you know, a greater measure here, and that created capacity for me and things that I had never like agreed with myself that I could do. And that's my story through this, you know, even though times of it were painful. There was a lot, the overseas travel, I'd never traveled by myself, let alone overseas. The leadership opportunities that we had presented, like, I'd never agreed with myself that I could do any of these things. And that's what followed the yes for me.
Yeah, yes is hard, but a lot of the rewards you got from it, we got to meet fabulous people. And I mean, that I hold so dearly. And it was such, even though we went through hard stuff, Jesus really came through with these people that we are connected to for life. We're going to do life with these people forever. And can I tell a funny story? When we picked Mike up at the lunch, what's it called? Heathrow Airport. Mike, how tall are you? Can you imagine this redneck walking through the airport? It was the funniest thing I've ever seen, because he's so tall and everybody was so short. It was amazing. But anyways, we got to go on adventures that we've never got to do. We went overseas. Me and Angie went overseas twice. And we got to go to London, where a lot of my family's from. We got to go see where my mom was born, my nanny was born. We got to go to Ireland. Ireland rocks. We got to go to Wales. It was just so beautiful. And all because we said yes. And, you know, sometimes you can think of our story as the story of with Abraham and Isaac, where we had to lay stuff down on the altar, and it wasn't even that bad for us. I'm not saying
we weren't,
you know,
sacrificing any children.
No, we weren't doing that. But on the flip side of saying yes and laying everything on the altar, he gave us everything back tenfold. And it's such a beautiful story, even though there was so much heartache in it. The other side of that is, it's beautiful. And we're seeing words that were spoken over us come to fruition. And it's great. We love it. We're seeing Jesus move. And because we said yes, everything is just so wide open for us now.
And I just want to commend our people for their bravery of saying yes, because it's hard. But it was so well worth it.
And I would even say being willing to sit in a word, we are even a word to be a warship. If you've looked at a map recently, Kansas doesn't have any oceans around us. So the idea of being a warship or landlocked just doesn't make sense. And then a lot of us here are very homebound. I don't know how to say it.
Introverted.
But we love our homes. We love our land that we're at. And then God's saying, lay that aside and go to the nations. And we're kind of like, but what about this God? Right? Like we said, but we did it. We did it. And all we've gotten is reward from it.
And so I mentioned the word that we were stewarding, and we wondered how on earth are we going to sow into all of these different nations? And God really opened that up and made it available to us. What did we decide? Was it seven different nations?
I can't
remember exactly. But that we were able to sow into seven different nations during this time. And this would have been an opportunity that we wouldn't have had outside of the yes. If we would have pushed against what it was that God was asking of us, we wouldn't have had that opportunity, nor would we have realized what we were doing in real time, you know. And I mean, we didn't realize what we were doing in real time. It's hindsight information where the Lord is pointing. Like, I know that this has been a painful season, but the Lord is pointing it. Look at what I've done through you. And God had really made us prosperous prior to the ask. And so we actually had the ability to sow really well. And our hearts are postured anyway to like our natural default is really to give. And so that came with some ease to really back things financially. But to be able to stand here today and look back through all that God accomplished in such a short amount of time is just, it's kind of mind blowing that he was fulfilling his own word during this time. And now we are sitting in a place where we are getting to personally reap the benefit of really a very small yes. I mean, and I'm not trying to diminish it. You know, I realize like throughout it's been a series of yeses, and the difficulty was a lot of pain involved in it, and things didn't turn out the way that we had hoped. We ended up having to walk away from what we felt like God had asked us to do, and which honestly felt like somewhat of a divorce. Like it was just a very quick, or annulment, I suppose would be a better terminology for that. Why I know this information, don't ask, but like with an annulment, like legally speaking, that when there are things that have transpired that were not honest and lacked integrity, there are grounds for annulment. And that's where we found ourselves, is in the space where there was grounds for annulment. And even in that process, it was grueling to really know, God, what do you want us to do in this? And really, it was hard to leave it up to God, because the last thing we knew was he said, do this. And we didn't want to pivot into not doing it until we heard from him again. And I had this encounter with the Lord. I was praying one morning and my words were, I only want what you want. And I kept repeating that over and over again. And then the Holy Spirit breaks through and he's like, I hear what you're saying, but your heart doesn't align, which was like, ouch, you know? And God's like, you have already allowed yourself to move beyond this point, and you are imagining a different scenario altogether. And it was true. I had. And I think some of that was, you know, in an attempt to like, you know,
self-protection comes into
play. Yes. I was self-protecting. And thank you. That's the verbiage I was after. But I still, you know, I had to be like, I agree with God. You're right. This is what I'm doing. And really backtrack to the point where you said to do this. And eventually we did hear from the Lord through someone else and who had no idea what was going on. And it was exactly what we needed. We needed the Lord to release us from where we were at in order to feel like we could move on and feel good about it. Feel like we were not just picking up our sacrifice from the altar and attempting to breathe life back into it when it was something that God clearly asked us to lay down.
I know during that time, and this was like November, and like we're coming to you now almost April. And so what have we been doing these last few months? And we've been sitting with God. We've been sitting with God a lot and just kind of listening. And for sure, at the beginning, it was very much for me, very much wanting to please others around me of what are they going to say? What are they going to say when we pick that, when it looks like we're just picking that back up? Oh, you guys just gave up. You gave in. And when you follow God and we really hear from us, we haven't gotten that. I haven't heard a single person be like, oh, you just gave up. Because it was God's word. And so when you sit with that, it's like, oh, all of the shame that you're afraid that's going to come doesn't come. Or if it does, it doesn't bother you because you know that you followed what God said.
And I feel like we've been in a very hidden place. Yes. And over the last few months, and really healing. There's been a lot of grieving that has taken place. And, so I feel like that was just the protection of God to kind of keep us. And none of us have been in a hurry to get up and get going. And the last thing we want is to have to run any kind of social media. I think we walked away and we liked it here, you know, to not have to. It totally got comfortable here, got comfortable in this hidden place. One time, this was years and years ago, I had been in what we would call a wilderness season. And listen, my personality is, I like it there. And so God said to me one time, he was like, hey, you can stay here if you want, but I'm leaving. And it was just like, oh, you know, I hear you. And we know that the season is coming to a close, this hidden season where God has allowed for a healing and even just a space to grieve well. And I've learned all kinds of language just by allowing myself to grieve, you know, and my favorite is grief intelligence, and maybe someday I'll talk about it, but now is not the time for that. But anyway, overall, we're thankful. We are thankful for the experience. We feel like we've grown as a people, and in the end, really felt like God gave us permission to continue on, to pick our name back up. And the name may be the same, but we're not. And we've learned so much from this. And moving forward, our goal, our mission, if you will, is to build people. And that's the most important thing before us, is to be tender with one another, to regard one another, to be there for one another. And I think that sometimes we get so caught up in doing the Lord's business that we forget, like, there's a heart behind those who are trying to motivate and to organize and position and posture and train and equip and all of the things, and they're experiencing real life. And so more than anything for me, it's like coming back to this place of deep, deep, deep compassion and realizing that that's not a weakness. That's actually a power and an authority that God grants us to be able to deal tenderly with one another. And one of the places that I've been sitting recently is in Isaiah 61, realizing that the very essence of who Jesus is to go low and to care for the least of these, to heal the brokenhearted, to release the prisoner, to set free the captive, to really just mourn with those who are mourning. And he's not looking for us to get it together. He's looking for us to open the doors and allow him to come in to bring about healing.
I think the biggest thing I've got out of this is I love really well. We all do. We actually love well. I have learned a new way, a new depth of love. And I've met people that love so well from different countries. And it just endeared my heart to them. And it made me realize, I don't know how I can love so much better than I think I can. And what Angie said, I can get down and stoop low with the hurting, you know, and people cast out, and I can love them where they're at, not after they get straightened out. But I can love them. We all are like that now. We've all learned just this depth of a way to love, the way Jesus loves us through stuff. He has us, he lets us go through these hard things. And he would come out the other side and he just opens his arms and goes, well done. You know, well done, guys. You know, I'm sorry you had to go through that. Well done. Now here's what I got. And I'm so looking forward to the rest of my life because of what we got to do. You know, it wasn't all hard. There was these such beautiful moments in everything that we did. You know, the warriors we got to meet from other countries that are fighting the good fight. You know, it was outstanding to meet these people. You know, like I said, they'll be dear to us forever. You know, but it's teaching us that, you know, where we're at here in Kansas, you know, the way we fight, it has to be, the stuff has to be fought a different way on different lands. And that's okay. You know, and we want to make our hearts go with the people of Ireland, England, and in Africa, everywhere that we've tried to touch. You know, we want to see these people rise up, you know, and we got to learn that it's different than the way we do it. And that's okay. Because God, he's everything to everybody, even though they're different. And so I'm thankful. I'm so thankful we got to go through this. I'm so thankful that time's over as well. Yeah. You know, because it does. There was a lot of heartache, but there was such there in the people. You know, I want you to just look here. I love you guys. I do. You know, even though we got an annulment, I love you guys. You know, and I want you to know I'm for you. Angie's for you. We're all for you. Okay, so don't take this as, oh, you know, they're being mean. No, we love you. We sacrificed everything for you guys. And it was worth it to us. It was worth it to all of us.
Yeah. I mean, I think through all of this, the kind of the puzzle pieces that we were missing have kind of come into alignment. And a lot of the projects that have been on the back burner are really starting to bubble and boil. And, you know, I just see such a bright future with all of us together. And I'm just excited to see what the near future brings, because I think it's going to be a lot.
One of the other words that was spoken the same time as the worship is land. And that was another one of those things where it's like, yes, Lord, you will have to provide. and he has, and it's, I don't know. I mean, for you guys, it's probably even more so surreal, but it's just like, this is happening. this is actually happening. And so some of the things that Mike is alluding to is the land project that we have been looking. I mean, I think these two guys have been dreaming about this land project since they were probably boys. But there's other things that we feel God is bringing together for us to be able to do. And so we will be starting some workshops because our heart is to equip, and but not without healing. We have got to be a whole people. And so if that looks like, you know, making people lie down in green pastures, then so be it. You know, like, let's not get in a hurry to be equipped and reach for the stars. Let's be in a hurry to be whole. And so we will be starting off with a kind of a pilot course in first week in May, and it'll be on the spirit of adoption. And we've collected stories and teachings, and we will have a community that will be involved and be able to be interactive. What did you call it the other day? It was so brilliant. I can't remember. A live action devotional. And so, you know, we're not sure. That's why we're calling it a pilot, because we're going to work out some kinks with you if you want to be a part of that. So what else? Do you guys have anything else you want to add?
I was just going to say, as John said, we love those that we walked with, but I think we have better capacity to love anybody that comes. So if you're seeing us and you have no idea what we're talking about the last year of our lives, welcome. Welcome. And we are, our capacity is so much greater. We're sitting here in our building that's been our building for 5 years, and it feels bigger to me. It feels bigger. It feels like we can hold more because we can of what we've gone through. And your stories don't scare us. Oh, we've been with her. Your stories don't scare us, and we can hold it and we can handle it because we've lived it.
And that's where we're going.
Yeah.
Is just really collecting stories.
Yeah.
And being able to share story with the world, and because story changes lives. And I've got a little note sitting on my desk, a little post-it note that a friend wrote. It just says, story changes everything. And it does, but we're not just looking for the narrative that we've concocted. We're looking for, where is Jesus in the story? Like, let's bring the redemptive quality to this. So again, we can be a whole and healed people, because here's the issue. Any one of us are capable of wounding and injuring someone at any given moment, because there's a narrative behind the pain that we've got going on that we will not deal with. And the invitation is to lie down in green pastures so that the great Shepherd King can come along and bring about the healing that is necessary.
I would just say we're excited for this next season that God has us in, and we're excited to continue to learn, listen to God, because we don't have it all figured out. We will not, none of us will ever say we have it all figured out, but we know what God's calling us to next, and we're ready.